Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 1st of September, our response to the Word. When the Word of God is proclaimed to us, we hear the information with our physical ears, and it is considered with our mind. However, if we endeavour to serve the law of God with our mind, this carnal response to the Word inevitably results in serving the law of sin with our flesh. Paul said, "I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members." In contrast to this, illumination and the conviction of our spirit by the Holy Spirit, leading to other-centeredness, is the evidence of a spiritual response to the Word. We must become other-centered in our response to the Word. A self-centered or carnal response is the antithesis of an identity response. Our identity is in our spirit. Our spirit remains in darkness when illumination is hindered by the appraisal of the Word through the law of our mind. This happens as we resist the conviction of the Holy Spirit. With this carnal orientation to the Word, we can only make a deductive response to the Gospel with our mind in relation to the information that we obtain through our five senses. When we are making a truly spiritual response to the Word of God, we respond to the Lord without putting confidence in the flesh. We serve by the Spirit. That is, we acknowledge that the will to obey the Word is present with us, but how to perform what is good we do not understand. This is the demeanour of a person who receives the Word with meekness. Maintaining this demeanour, our response is, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verse 25, Romans chapter 7 verse 23, Philippians chapter 3 verse 3, Romans chapter 7 verse 18, James chapter 1 verse 21, and Mark chapter 9 verse 24. For further study, Romans chapter 7.